Hello?
Hello?
Hi, good evening. My name is Ed. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or you will
definitely
probably not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you, sir. And just to make sure that we have everyone of every age, Matt, can you share your age with me, please?
80.
Thank you. Okay, move that along. And just to be sure that we represented everyone, may I ask your race?
Anglo.
Okay, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10. And 10, okay?
10.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. A strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Very or just dissatisfied?
Just dissatisfied.
Thank you. And what is
there's a lot of good things going on, you know. There's a lot of good things going on.
Okay. I hear you. Now, what specifically makes you say that you're dissatisfied? Just give me one thing because I have to write it down. And, you know, what makes you say, you know, that you're dissatisfied? What is the reason that you say that specifically?
I don't understand the question.
Okay.
What is the question?
Okay, you said that you're dissatisfied with the way the country's headed in, right? So I'm asking you, what specifically makes you say that you're dissatisfied? Just give me one thing that you feel that it makes you
say. One issue?
Yeah, just one issue, yes.
Probably polarization and misinformation.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, moving right along. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read you a list. Yeah, I just need two choices, okay? I just need two. The first one is crime and violence. The second is standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, climate change and environmental issues, immigration and border security, healthcare costs, improving K-12 public school education, protecting our democracy and freedoms, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, inflation and the economy, gun regulation and reform, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds the cops accountable. I just need to, yeah, you feel
immigration.
Very okay, immigration is one. What's the
immigration.
Other one?
Immigration.
And what's the other one? You want me to read them again?
Read them again. Immigration is probably one of the
I got that one. Yeah. I just need one more. I've got crime and violence. I have standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, climate change and environmental issues, healthcare costs, improving K-12 public schools education, protecting our democracy and freedoms, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, inflation in the economy, gun regulation and reform, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable.
I would say immigration and democracy, democratic principles.
OK. Okay. Okay, let's see. Okay, gotcha. Okay, thank you. Now, do you approve this screw of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
You know, do I approve of it?
Yes, you know, the job about being done by the United States.
You know, they make some good decisions and they make other. I don't approve of these people that are getting special gifts and stuff and serving on the court. I think they should have some ethics.
Okay.
But, you know, no matter a decision comes in, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. You know, it's mm-hmm. not. I think they make an. Yeah. Okay.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job they're doing? Oh, you don't know.
I would say the reason is there's some things, you know, that I would disagree with. But,
okay.
you know, legally, we're always going to have that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have the Supreme Court taking a poll every time they're going to make a decision, you know.
Okay.
I do think they should have some ethics.
Okay. So that's why they have here strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, strongly disapproved. Which one do you want me to put down? Somewhat disapproved, somewhat approved?
Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah. Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you, sir. Okay, and generally speaking, will you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's about the same, but the cost of living has gone up.
Okay. And now
I'm retired, so I come in on a steady income.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
get less. You know,
yeah, okay. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think getting better.
Okay, thank you. And how often will you say that you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Not often. Thank you. And how often will you say that you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Will you say very often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. Will you say that you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
More, the same rights.
Thank you. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, please just let me know. We'll move on to the next one. First one is Cornel West, 0 to 100.
Don't know.
Okay. That will be 101, but don't know. Joe Biden. Thank you. Black Lives Matter. BLM.
85.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
I'm
sorry?
Very low.
Okay, from 0 to 100, what number would you
give? 0.
Thank you. How about the Republican Party?
10.
Thank you. And what about Tim Scott?
35.
Thank you. About the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
80.
Okay, thank you. And how about the National Rifle Association, or NRA?
Probably
40. It's not right or wrong, you know, whatever you feel.
I said 40, 40.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I apologize. Thank you. Okay,
okay.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
Probably Joe Biden.
Thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not worried at all.
75.
No, not worried. There's no numbers here, there's words. Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not worried at all.
Very, very worried, very worried.
Thank you, sir. Now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. The first one is the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Racism against Black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. Do you agree or disagree?
I get, repeat the question, please.
Okay. You know what artificial intelligence is?
Yeah, I know what it is.
Okay. And they're saying that it's a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. America's diversity makes it stronger. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem to a society. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of Black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Do you support or oppose?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Support.
Support. Strongly
support.
Or somewhat? Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat. Somewhat.
Thank you. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which one do you agree with more. Statement 8. Some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. He lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. That's 7A. 7B, other people say America's strength is diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. We cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which statement do you agree with more? A or B?
B.
Thank you. It's much more.
No, I'll tell you what. This is this seems to be dragging out a lot more than I thought. You know how much?
We almost done. Only a little bit more. Just bear with me, please.
Okay,
stay in there.
Give me
it's
that other
important.
Question again.
Okay.
Give me the other question. Yeah.
Do you want me to read you the statement again?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Statement A says that some people say American strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders, you know, like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. That's 7A. 7B says other people say American strength is in its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. We cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to make it more strong, our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which statement do you agree more, A or B? Do you know which statement you agree more?
I'm sorry. I'm dozing off on it, sir.
I'm sorry. You told me before you're statement B, so I was just asking you if that was much more or somewhat more.
I could you repeat it again, please?
Which one? Statement B?
Yeah.
Other people say American strength is diversity, you know, being diverse, a lot of people from different places.
Yeah.
That we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. We cannot.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay.
Very strongly agree with
okay.
that.
Okay, very good. Thank you. That's it. That's it. Let's move right along so we can finish this. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat. A 5 means you somewhat agree, and assuming so you do not think it's being threatened or undermined at all, you can use any number between 0 and 10. A fair and equitable court system, 0 to 10. Do you believe that it's being undermined, or do you don't believe that it's being undermined? A fair and equitable court system.
I don't think it's undermined. No.
Okay,
there's problems with it, but it's not completely undermined, no.
Okay. From 0 to 10, what number would you give me? 0 means that you do not agree. It's been, right.
Probably a 6.
Okay, thank you. And secure borders, do you believe that they're being undermined, or do you don't believe that you don't agree that it's being threatened or undermined at all? Or do you strongly agree that it's being threatened or undermined? Secure borders.
I think it's being threatened and undermined.
Okay, so from 0 to 10?
Probably 7.
Thank you. How about free and fair elections? Do you believe that they're being threatened or undermined? Do you agree with that? Or do you strongly agree that it's threatened or undermined?
Yeah.
And one number from 0 to 10?
Probably
10 is 7. Strong. Thank you. And how about religious freedom? 0 to 10.
Probably 8.
Thank you. Affordable health care.
Four.
Thank you. And a strong military.
7.
Thank you. And quality K through 12 education.
8.
Thank you. Traditional family values.
7.
Thank you. Okay. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means that you somewhat agree with that statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with that statement at all. You can use a number between 0 and 10. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states, while your own rights may not be at risk yet. This is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things that are than our parents. 0 to 10. Do you agree with that statement?
Yeah.
Strongly agree? 10?
Yeah.
Thank you. Every child in America should have every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable high education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. Do you agree with that statement?
Yes, strongly, 10.
Thank you. Okay, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use a number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Switching gears, this is, we almost done. This switching gears right here, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What was the last grade that you completed? High school, college?
Graduate school.
Oh, graduate school.
Master's, yeah.
Do you have a master's in college?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Great. Good for you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, with divorce, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years or age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Once a week.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. And I apologize for this question, but I have to read it to you verbatim. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you. You've been great. Thank you so much, sir. Now you can rest. Have a great night. Take care.
Okay, I'm sorry. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Oh, yes, okay.